Noe Rodriguez, N-O-E Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z, 612-79. Today's 510, chief complaint, follow-up of chest pain, number one. Number two, well exam, number three, history of high cholesterol, number four, possible diabetes, number five, family history of stroke, number six, lots of stress, number seven, abdominal pain, number eight, arm pain and leg pain. Our patient is a 42-year-old gentleman, used to work at a plant. He's helping his buddy do tour fishing because he lost his job. He does a lot of movement with his arms and legs. At the end of the day, he develops tired arms and legs and painful legs. He doesn't have any signs of intermittent claudication, for example, but nevertheless, it's a concerning to have this type of pain or this much pain at the end of the day for a 42-year-old gentleman, period. He also takes his lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide. This is a new paragraph, but he makes him pee too much. He takes it during the day, and he continues to pee to urinate at night. Put that in quotation, pee too much. He continues to urinate at night. He's concerned about that. I told him that might be related to his prostate. As far as his chest pain, his EKG was totally negative a few days ago. He was told to see a cardiologist, which he didn't do because he says his chest pain is gone. He wants to make sure nothing else causing it. Family history, diabetes, high cholesterol, no heart attack, no colon cancer. In father, dad, mom, other issues, but he's not sure about COVID immunization, none, allergy, none. Medication, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, dose unknown, which he's not taking every day because it makes him pee too much, in quotation. Medical problems, hypertension, surgery, none. Social, he smokes, he doesn't drink on a regular basis. He doesn't use drugs. His weight, review of system as above. His weight is reported at 216, 98%, 98.5, 16, 97, 140 over 90. Heart positive, some positive, to lungs, bronchi, abdomen soft. Some epigastric tenderness noted. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with lesion. TMs are clear. Neurological non-focal lower extremity shows no edema. Assessment number one, as far as chest pain is concerned, he still needs to get a stress test, number one. Number two, needs to get the blood pressure under control, number three. He's going to take the lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide, half a tablet a day. Number four, he's going to send me a picture of it so I know exactly what dose he's taking since his blood pressure is still high. Next number, we checked for H. pylori. Next number is we checked his blood work for CBC, CMP, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, testosterone, and H. pylori. Next number, we did an ultrasound of his abdomen, looked for gallstones, did not see any. Next number, we checked his kidney for sign of renal vascular hypertension. None was noted. Next number, he does have borderline DPH, which could be causing his urination at night. Next number is possible bladder spasm. Next number, as far as arm and leg pain is concerned, no DVT or PVD was noted. Next number, he complains of some neck pain and neck swelling. There's no thyroid megaly. There's no thyroid cyst. Carotid upstroke is negative. This was done in face of family history of stroke in grandparents. He does have mild calcification, especially with his history of hypertension. Echocardiogram was done because of his longstanding hypertension. Mild LVH was noted, otherwise within normal limits. Next number, he will see us in 1 week. Nexium 40 milligram once a day prescribed. Blood work is pending, and he will let us know about the dose of his lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide. Next number, PSA will be checked. Next number, he might need Flomax to help with urination, but we'll see what his dose is at this time. Thank you. His dose of hydrochlorothiazide is at this time. Thank you.